Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. I'm out at 3B Vineyards, between Madison and Dawson, actually, visiting with Holly Thompson here of 3B Vineyards, and a beautiful day today, Holly.
It is. We need some rain, though, Paul.
That's right. Does that make the wine, the grapes grow?
Well, it does, but, you know, their root system is probably 15 to 20 feet deep, so, I mean, they're okay, but we could use a nice little shot of rain here.
Yep, that's for sure. How the vines doing out there?
They're looking great. They're in the middle of pollination right now. So if you do come out, I will give you a tour. And the smell of the pollination is, you will probably want to take a bath in it, but I won't let you.
But good. Oh, I just took a shower this morning.
Okay, so. You're good.
All right. Yeah, great. Every time I drive by, I always have to look to my left or right as I'm on the highway there, the county road, and look at your grapevines.
Yes. They're doing well.
Where do you take them? When you harvest them?
Well, the wine grapes go down to John and Laura Riggy down in Bellevue, Grandview, and he's made a new wine out of our La Crescent. So if you happen to be in that area, go down and try some of our La Crescent wine from John Riggy down in Grandview, at Bellevue.
Yep.
And he does a beautiful job of that. And then some of our wine has been going to Trig Wiesman at Wiesman's. And hopefully he can get going here and start making some wine and open up here.
Okay. So this is a family affair, right?
It is. All my boys have to help. That it's named after them, 3B, because we have three boys, and they're named Braxton, Braden, and Blake.
All right. So, yeah. Who thought of that? You?
Actually, it was Jerry. I have to give him credit. Oh, my gosh. Give the hubby credit.
Yeah, Jerry thought of that, the name then, huh?
Yes, he did. Maybe, and probably because it's a ball, because he loves baseball, too. So.
Oh, yeah, it could be that.
Yeah.
A lot of bees there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell us what you got going on here.
Well, with all of this fair stuff up in the air, we decided to do the grape lemonade growlers, because if you've been to the Lackbarrow Fair and been to our booth, and we did the grape lemonade, served it out of a cup, but we just thought, well, let's just try it out of a growler, and you can just come swing by and pick it up, but just got to call me ahead of time so I have it made up. So.
You do that right here on the farm, then?
We do it right here on the farm, yep.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And how much are those growlers?
They're $15 and $8 for a refill.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty good deal. I remember that last year at the Lackbarrow County Fair, the grape juicer. That was pretty good.
Yes, it is. Yep. It's all like harvest it, press it, and no, we don't use our feet to press it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yep. Just a big press.
All right. And what else do you have at 3B Vineyards?
Well, now we have a new Freezy, and that's made out of our Brianna grapes, and that's a white grape. It's a big white grape, and it's kind of got a pineapple-y kind of taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made that freezies out of that with some fresh raspberries and some raspberry syrup, and then that's got some sweetness to it. So yeah.
And the grape jelly, I've tried that before, I think.
Oh yes, yep. We have regular grape jelly, and then we have a new one that I just developed. It's called Jump Back Jack, and it's named after my grandpa. Jack Mahoney from the Morris Appleton area.
Okay.
And my grandma Marge Mahoney.
Okay.
And Grandpa Jack was sassy. So that's why it's got the habaneros and jalapenos in there. And Grandma Marge was really sweet, and they make a good combination. They were a sweet couple. Yep.
And what product was that again?
It's called Jump Back Jack Jelly, and it's made with grapes and habaneros and jalapenos. So it's perfect on like crackers with some cream cheese and put that on the top. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's pretty cool. How about table grapes? I've tried them, the frozen ones.
Yep.
Right?
We have the regular Somerset table grapes, and now we are a test plot for the U of M. We'll see. I'm not sure. They should develop. We should be getting some this year, but I'm not. They're just called 1369s, and they don't have a name yet. So okay. we'll see what they produce this year. It should be kind of interesting and kind of fun. So I might let you come out and sample a couple of those.
I can do that. I can do that. I drive by here enough.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So yeah, a lot of things going on. You're pretty busy out here, aren't you?
We are. We try to keep everything cleaned up and looking nice, because we do like to. We do sponsor like the Dawson Boyd Arts Association, the Wine and Dine in the Vineyard, but I don't think that's going to happen this year.
Right.
But we do try to support as much as possible anything local to you know, that kind of event stuff. Okay. So
where can you get your stuff? Just here on the farm, or any other places?
Just here. Okay. Stop on the farm, or usually I can deliver it to you. So yep.
All right. So how long have you been in business? How many years have you been doing this with Jerry?
Yeah, if you can build a trellis system with your husband, you can do anything.
Build a what?
A trellis system. That's like what with all the poles and all the wire. Yeah. Everybody says if you can put wallpaper up with your husband, no, it's build a trellis system.
That's what the vines are hanging on, you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. That's what the vines are hanging on, yeah.
So. And there's a lot of them, and that would take a long time, and you have to have patience out.
Yes. So the first year we put the first 2 acres in, it took us 3 weeks to build the trellis system. Yeah, so that was interesting. And then the second year we put in about 3 acres, and we were done in probably a week. And then we put in another acre, and we were done in 3 days. So I think we had it down to a science.
Awesome. All right. Well, people are listening, they're interested in picking up a growler or any of the products that Holly just mentioned. How can they do that? Where are you located, and how can they get a hold of you?
Well, I do have a 3B Facebook site if you Facebook. Otherwise, you can get a hold of me at 507-829-1334. Again, that number is 507-829-1334. And just call and just make an appointment and send something up, and I'll try to be here.
Okay. And you appreciate people would call ahead before coming in. Okay.
Yes. Yep. Just,
okay.
Yeah, otherwise, you'll be met with my puppies. So that's it.
And check out the Facebook page. Holly does a great job with the 3B Vineyard Facebook page. Keeps us a lot of good pictures on there.
Yep.
So, all right, Holly, thanks for having me out, and have fun this year.
Yeah, thank you. Hope to see you at the Lacaparral Fair.
Yeah, let's hope they don't cancel it.
We're all hopeful.
Okay. Thank you, Holly.
Yep, thanks.
That's Holly Thompson with 3B Vineyard.